Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Wastewater. Water supplies, by the way, in more than 60 locations around the country are under pressure as the warm weather and dry spell continues. Irish Water is already having to impose nighttime restrictions and other measures to keep taps running in 13 particular areas around the country. Another 50 to 60 areas are on the watch list as water levels are lower than needed to provide a certain supply, or certainty of supply, should I say, to the end of the forecasted hot weather. Around 6 are expected to require restrictions in the next few days, and the rest may follow in the next fortnight, depending, of course, on the weather and how dry it happens to be. Most of the affected areas in the Midlands and South East, but parts of the West... Sorry, JK, because while I'm reading that, in my head... I remember there was an RT News piece, bulletin, going back about 7 or 8 years ago. There was a politician and they were arguing against, you know, should we charge for water? And he turned around live on television and says, you know, water is a valuable commodity. Like, it doesn't just fall from the sky. Which I thought was the funniest thing I've ever heard, because it actually does just fall from the sky. Anyway, this, look, the supply is under pressure. They're experiencing shortages in Wexford, Mullingar and other places around the country. And Tom Cuddy, head of operations for Irish Water, said that the company's water scarcity committee was monitoring the levels in all water sources very closely. So basically what they're saying to people is, look, just, you know, use your common sense. You know, don't be wasting the water. Like, it is a valuable commodity. And I know it falls from the sky. And I know, you know, 70% of the planet is water. But in saying that, you know, it has to be processed. You know, they have to obviously, you know, take all the, you know, impurities out of it, make it safe to drink, make it safe to use, et cetera, et cetera. So, but I spotted a comment online and it was from a woman and she was giving out about her husband because her husband is constantly giving out about the next door neighbour wasting water. Now, I'm going to read you what she said. She said, he's on the edge and I reckon he's going to start a fight with the guy next door because he's constantly filling and emptying his kid's huge inflatable swimming pool, washing his car, pressure washing his whole driveway and watering his plants 50 times a day. He said this is the very reason he agreed with people when they said that we should be charged for water a few years ago and never agreed with the protesters because people will waste what they get for free. He now wants to report the guy to Irish Water. But I told him to mind his own business. So she's giving out about her own husband, who's a bit of a Victor Meldew, out in the back garden, you know, giving out, look at your man wasting the water all the time. The guy next door, in fairness, seems to be wasting an awful lot of water. She goes on to say, I personally agree that we should have water charges, but only for people who waste it over a basic quota. And I've always agreed with that. But now I'm worried that he's going to start a fight with the next door neighbour. Because he wants to report the next door neighbour for wasting water. Now, I don't want to get into whether you should be reporting and not reporting people, you know. But what she's saying is, and it was suggested at the time, that, okay, there shouldn't be a basic water charge, that it should be free. But we do have meters in the ground. We went to the trouble of spending billions, actually, I remember at the time, on water meters. Do you remember all that carry-on where there were fitted water meters outside everybody's house and they've never been used? Well, there was a suggestion at the time, going back a few years ago, that they should be used to the point that, yes, everybody should get their water for free, a basic level of water for free, that would supply you with more than enough water than you need for showering and for everything else and flushing the jacks and everything else. But if you start to waste water, well, then you should be charged for it. In other words, if you're, you know, purposely wasting water, constantly going out and washing your bloody car, you know what I mean? So the question is, should we charge people for wasting water? Is she right? Should there be a charge for wasting water? The number is 087-188-0008. Let me, I'm going to go to a break or am I going to go to Brian? Sorry. Okay, I've got to go to Brian. Brian, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Brian?
Hi, Neil. How are you? Very good.
Good. Well, Brian, should there be a charge for wasting water?
Well, if you waste water and you charge for it, that is the back door for the privatisation. Outsourcing of water to private industries, just like you have, we've also outsourced electricity and gas. You have 7 or 8 companies that you can get your gas from and your electricity from. And that's what would happen if we bring it in, charging for water. The biggest waster of water in Ireland at the moment is Irish Water itself. 40% of it goes into the ground. Treated water goes into the ground every single day. If they fix the pipes, We wouldn't have that problem. Our reservoirs.
Well, they are trying to get on top of that, aren't they?
No, they're fixing leaks. Fixing leaks is a maintenance job. They should be replacing the old pipes, and they need money for that. And since the 70s, the county councils and the city councils were deprived of funding to put in new water mains, because the governments at the time, the various governments and the various units of government, didn't give the city councils and the county councils money to upgrade the whole water infrastructure.
Well, they did for 10 years. They neglected water supplies, and they neglected the leaks that were happening everywhere. Somebody mentioned to me before that there was more water leaking out of one particular place in Wexford than was being used by the whole community, for domestic supply. But in saying that, when they neglected to upgrade the system, the reason they did that was because the government of the time, you remember, of course, Phil Hogan was the man who suggested water charges initially, had planned to bring in a water charge, and they thought they were going to get enough money in from all of that then to go back to basically upgrading the system. Now, that didn't happen, as we all know, when people got out on the streets and stopped it from happening. But in saying that, is it time to revisit that? Now, I'm not suggesting it. I'm just saying some people have suggested to revisit it, not to a point of charging people for any basic level of water or for anything, for having showers or, going to the jacks or whatever it happens to be. But for people who are, say, somebody who's emptying and filling their children's paddling pool on a daily basis, or somebody who's constantly out washing his car, or in other words, somebody who's willfully wasting water.
Well, if somebody is willfully wasting water, Irish Water has the means to do that.
But they don't do it.
Yeah, but that's their prerogative.
Do you believe they should?
Irish Water should do whatever they think they should do within the law. I mean, if somebody, you were caught in the fellow from Wexford who was using more than the whole neighbourhood was using.
No, that was a leak into the ground, yeah.
Yeah, and why didn't Irish Water find that leak and fix it?
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. And the person, if that was at a person's house, they shouldn't be charged for it, because it's up to Irish Water to sort that out, right? And if they notice, for example, if they notice on your meter that there's more water there than is going into the whole neighbourhood, well, it's clearly not your fault. It's clearly a leak into the ground, right? And that's, yeah, I believe that's Irish Water's responsibility, not yours. But now I'm saying to you, if John or Mary is out there emptying and filling paddling pools or swimming pools, inflatable swimming pools every day, and, at a time where... we have to value a basic resource. We do have to value it, because it doesn't come for free. It does cost money, and it costs taxpayers money to process it. So if somebody's out and they're steam cleaning their garden every second, and they're watering their plants constantly all the time, overdoing it, and they're filling paddling pools all day long at a time when, okay, we should be using a little our head right now at the moment, let's say, for example, during the summer months where there's less water available. Well, then surely there should be a charge for that. That's what this person is saying.
But, I mean, the amount of water people use like that is a cupful compared to what Irish Water are losing every single day in the ground. I mean, they're out fixing leaks. If there's a leak in a place, they'll go out and fix the leak. Rather than replacing the whole pipeline, which is going to break again, because, when you get one leak in a pipe, they just transfer it down the road 200 metres or 300 metres until they pair again. So what you need to do is replace the whole system where you get a leak, so that it doesn't occur again. But Irish Water are only putting sticking plasters over it. Instead of replacing the antiquated, out-of-date water system that we have at the moment, I mean, that's where the admin should be.
But you're missing the pipeline. I'm not disagreeing with you. Absolutely, there should be a massive investment in the infrastructure around water in this country, because we haven't put an investment into it in years. But in the interim, is this woman right to say that if the fella next door is willfully wasting water and he has a meter outside his house, which most of us do nowadays, that they've never been used, but they're outside our house. I don't even know if they work, to be honest with you. But anyway.
If you look at the meters, right, roughly, it's roughly 50-50, right? 50 meters, or 50% of the meters are in, and 50% are not in. And the 50% of where the meters are not in, if you look around Ireland, you'll find places like Grand, Knocknaheeny, Mayfield, Calla, a place like that. The big working class estates don't have the meters in, because they protested against it, because they saw it as a way to privatising or outsourcing our water. And we don't need that. Water has to be in control of the government. And they should fund it properly. The government aren't funding it properly, so Irish Water can't do it. I mean, I'm not really kind of defending Irish Water, but if they haven't got the income to replace the pipes, then there should be a massive investment in replacing the infrastructure of water. And we would have our reservoirs completely full. We wouldn't have empty. I mean, Irish Water get on every year, or a couple of times a year. Once in the winter, and they say there's not enough water, there wasn't enough water fill. And then in the summer, they say it's too warm when we get a couple of days. And they say we need to go back. But nobody questions Irish Water. They get a free ride on all radio stations coming up with the propaganda that they have. That it's Mrs. Murphy down the road who has the swimming pool or the paddling pool, and she's the cause of all the problems.
Well, I don't believe they're blaming just Mrs. Murphy down the road or Johnny or wherever it happens to be next door who's swimming, you know, wasting water. I think they accept that they're losing water into the ground. Now, by the way, I understand Ireland is one country where we shouldn't have a lack of water because we get so much bloody rain in this country. We should be able to conserve water and we should be able to store enough water to supply us during the tougher parts of the year like this, where you get a lack of rainfall. And I understand that, you know, but I don't believe, by the way, it's propaganda. I just believe they're pointing out facts. You know what I mean? I don't believe there's propaganda being used. Now, in saying that, I understand that people would suggest if you start charging people for excess water or water wastage, you are heading down the road of possible privatisation in the future. And by the way, which I think, Brian, is going to be inevitable.
No,
I think it's going to happen in the future.
No, I don't think so. I think
you're delusional to think that it's not. I think it'll happen in the future.
The water charges proved that it could be done. I mean, it was the biggest movement in
Ireland. Absolutely, but I think that's only a matter of time. Okay, for the moment, yes, we have seemed to have cut them off at the pass. But I think, you know, when we look 10 or 15, 20 years down in the future, I think it's only a matter of time before water supply will be privatised. You see what the green agenda is all about right now. And it's about, you know, conserving natural resources, be it oil, fossil fuels. Water is certainly next on the list. Anyway, listen, I have to go to a break, Brian. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm not saying I agree with that, Brian, but I believe that it would be delusional to think that's never going to happen.
The problem with that man that thinks his neighbour is wasting water, maybe his neighbour isn't actually wasting water. He's filling his kid's swimming pool to keep his children entertained. He's washing his car to keep it clean. He's washing his driveway to keep it clean, to keep the front of his house presentable. What would be the difference if that man decided to wash his car every other week or every week and bring it somewhere and get it washed? It's still going to use the same amount of water. Victor Meldrew should keep his nose out or he might get his nose broke.
Well, she's saying that her husband wants to report the neighbour for wasting water. By the way, another news too, by the way, I'm looking at Sky News here. There's a demand to recall Parliament, because like Ireland, of course, Parliament goes on holidays like the doll, to scrap energy price rises after dire new forecast for latest household bills and the cost of living. And I don't think that's such a bad idea. I think the Irish doll should be recalled as well, because Ireland and Irish people are in dire straits when it comes to energy bills at the moment, and people are not going to be able to afford them. So there needs to be something. We cannot wait till the budget to get this sorted out, and something needs to be done quicker before September comes. Okay, let me just go back to Irish Water, or not Irish Water per se, but should we be charged for wasting water, particularly when we're supposed to be conserving it? And by the way, I'm not one of these green, as you know, people. I'm not one of these woke people or these lefty people when it comes to charging for everything. And I don't agree with charging people for water as a basic resource. But when I look on, you know, at the week that we're having, at the time that we're having, when we have a little bit of dry weather, I think there should be a little bit of common sense used. So if people are not going to use their common sense, should they be charged? Alice, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Alice?
I'm great, Niall, thanks.
Good. Alice, should we charge people, you know, should people get a bill if they waste water?
Well, it depends on what waste water means. One thing, we had a leak from the mains up here and our whole avenue for 7 weeks. The water from the taps, like, you know, the water pressure was very low.
Yep.
And it leaked for 7 weeks, reported to the council, I'd say 100 times. I videoed it, I sent it to all the councillors and the mayor. and it was left like that.
Did you ring Irish Water?
I rang Irish Water.
Okay, and what was their response when you told them that there was a mad leak in your area?
They came up and fixed it, which it was worse when they went away. It was gushing from two holes.
Right.
And where was it
gushing out onto the road?
It was coming up out of the... It was coming from someone's front garden and in the footpath outside as well. It was where they knocked houses regeneration. And just that poured for 7 weeks. I sent videos of it to the mayor. I said, now, so there you go. They all knew about it. I sent them videos of it.
Right, okay. And was it bad?
It was very bad. It was poor. And as I said, when Irish Water came, it came from two different holes. It was only come from one in the beginning. And then it threw a big lump of tar on top of the hole. So it was still seeping up through it and pouring out.
Right, and if it was pouring out of the hole, you can only imagine what was going into the ground.
Yes, now for 7 weeks.
Seven weeks? Okay. That's
seven
not good,
weeks.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's not they didn't know about it because we had their ear burned from ringing them about it. So that was wasting water.
No, it is a waste of water. And by the way, Irish Water have a responsibility, as do the local councils in the area as well, of course.
Yeah.
They to stop these kind of problems, because that's a complete and utter waste of water. So they've no right to be given out to people when they're allowing that to happen as well. So I'm not going to disagree with that. And I don't know what the resources are like or their staffing levels, and they need to sort that out. If they don't have enough funding, the government should be funding, and putting more resources into it and more money into it to fix it, because it is a vital resource. But in saying that, Alice, if your next door neighbour is, wasting water, filling up the kids' paddling pool 20 times a day, because it's getting dirty, or, steam cleaning their garden, in the middle of, the hot weather like this, when we need the water a little bit more, and there's also a call by Irish Water for people not to waste it. Do you believe that? Now, I'm not saying there's a hose pipe ban, as they call it, but certainly they're asking people to be conscious of it. Do you believe people should be charged for wasting it?
Well, I don't know about charge, but 10 times a day, that was a bit much for filling a pool. But if it rains in Ireland for at least 10 months of the year, rain. And so it's the thing that we're not short of is water.
No.
Do you know
what
I mean? If you go out there now, in the summer times, you was going out and the ground was rock hard and dry. It's not like that now.
No.
Do you know what I mean? We get so much rain. So, do you know what I mean? They can't say we're short of water. You know what I mean?
No, but we do. We don't. When you say it rains all the time, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And we should probably be. Improving our reservoirs so we have more space to store water, et cetera,
yes.
Right? But in saying that, water, although it falls from the sky, and I'm not disagreeing with you, and we have an abundance of it around us, but in saying that, it has to be processed.
I know it has to be processed.
Yeah.
But then more facilities to process the amount that we're getting would be better than trying to find the fella next door for filling the swimming pool.
Right. Okay.
When we put the money into that.
Okay. So in other words, we're not looking at the bigger picture, is what you're saying.
No. Definitely not.
Well, certainly not if they're not fixing leaks when they're being told about it.
Yeah.
Because I want to go to Mikey as well. Mikey, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Mikey?
How you doing?
You also had a leak in the front garden.
Well, this has gone on for years.
Eight years, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be even more, to tell you the truth, because I remember when we moved into the house, which was nearly 30 years ago, no, it was over 30 years ago, we were building a wall in the garden. And it was actually my wife, Margaret, noticed there was a water gap when we were putting down a little foundation for the wall.
Yeah.
There was water gathering.
Right, okay. Groundwater, as they call it. Yeah.
He said, I think we have a leak. So we built a wall, and anyway, then years later, we got a letter off Irish Water to say that we had a leak in the garden.
Okay.
So I said, right, Grant, you have to dig her up and, fix it. So they done that, and anyway, fixed it. And this was in the last 8 to 10 years, I'd say.
Yeah.
So when that was done...
Now, was that done by Irish Water at the time, or was it the council at the time that did that?
I think it was Irish Water.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
It was Irish Water, because,
they're only around for the last 5 or 6 years, really, aren't they? Yeah.
It was in around that time, I think, now.
Yeah.
But anyway, what we done then, we decided, right, the leak was done, we'll get the garden done, we'll get it dug up, and we get a new patio down, and yourself.
As you do, so yeah, yeah.
done the whole front garden, right? So then, they you know, they put them meters in and all that, so that was grand. So then we got another letter to say we had a leak in the garden.
And did you notice the leak at that stage?
No, because...
So where was the leak? So where... Oh, it was underground. And how did they know there was a leak underground?
I don't know. Obviously, they bloody tested that or something. But
right, okay. They noticed water going missing from off the top of the road. Obviously, there's a meter and they noticed water was going missing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they knew. Right. So I told them, I said, look, I said, I'm actually getting my garden done. I said, you're telling me that you fixed that leak. And I said, I'm just spending thousands on my front garden to get it done.
Right, okay.
And so then, I don't know if it was a con... The subcontractor came and he said, yeah, definitely have a leak. It has to come up. We have to dig our garden up. And,
again?
Yeah.
After the leak being fixed and you spending thousands. Yeah, go on.
Exactly. Yeah, and he says, and my wife says, look, well, you can see we're after getting the garden done. Are you going to put it back the way it was?
Yeah.
And he said, no, we just dig it up and then we just cement it over. So,
Christ.
That's no message. So we got on to Irish Water. I rang them and I was talking to this chap in Irish Water, a nice bloke now. And I told him the situation. So we took it all down in notes. Okay, just that. But I haven't heard from them since, Niall. Now that leak is going on years and years.
So when was the last time you heard from them?
I'd say a year ago.
So for the last year, even though they know there's a leak, they've just haven't bothered.
They haven't bothered. I haven't heard from them since I rang the...
And have you noticed the leak? Is there any water coming up or anything?
No.
So it's going down into the ground, obviously, yeah.
We do notice now the pressure on their water.
Right, okay.
It was never great.
Okay, so most of your supply is probably going down into the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so there's gallons of water leaking into the ground probably every day.
Yeah, and they know that I'm still in all. You put a meter outside everyone's garden.
Yeah, but you don't want them digging up your garden unless they're going to put it right afterwards.
I don't mind if they dig up my garden and put it back the way they got it. Do you know what I mean?
It's understandable.
After spending thousands on doing the garden up, knowing that the leak was fixed. Do you know what I mean? Like I wouldn't have done it until the leak was fixed. And now they tell me, no, we still have a leak.
Yeah, no, I understand why you would feel like that about it, yeah.
No, I think it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and I understand the point that everybody's making in relation to, you know, fix your own garden before, well, literally, sorry to use the pun, fix it before you start talking about mine. But in saying that, that is a problem. I'm not denying that's a problem, and everybody is texting in talking about that problem, that there are many leaks that are going into the ground all across the country, and that Irish Water should be very much focused on that instead of giving out about people and restrictions and hosepipe bans and all that kind of stuff, right? And I get all of that. But when you see people wasting water willfully...
I know, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And I remember...
I've seen people washing their cars, and while they're washing their car, they leave the hose running. You know, and now, don't get me wrong, in the middle of the winter, that's probably fine, you get away with that. But in the summer, when you're a little bit shorter on water and the supplies, leaving the hose running in the front garden while they go off and have a cup of tea. You know what I mean?
No, honestly, guys, I think it was last year we had one of these heat waves of the year before, wasn't it? So that's the last big year.
2019, right? I think we had a nice spell of weather, yeah.
And we were told to cut back on our water, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody out on my road, I've never seen him with a hose in his garden in his life. I'm washing his car.
He chose that week to wash it, to do it, yeah, and he'd never done it before, yeah. It was almost like he was being a rebel, yeah.
Exactly. Now the likes of that is to me ridiculous.
Okay, well, here's the thing, but do you believe that people should, because there's meters in most outside most houses, do you believe people should be charged if they waste the water? I'm not saying if they just use water.
Yeah, but how do you know if they waste it or not?
Well, they suggest...
They're not going everywhere and spoil on them. Do you know
No. What they did was, they suggested going back a few years ago, now before all the hoo-ha, right? They suggested that everybody would have a very reasonable allowance. In other words, you'd be have plenty there to go to have your showers, go to the jacks, make your cup of teas, wash your car, you know, water the plants. You'd have plenty. But if you went over that they would charge you.
I agree. But then again, we're paying for our water and anyway, aren't we, through our taxes?
Well, you are. Yeah, but you're paying for a water supply, but you're not paying to waste it.
So
you agree to some degree. Okay, that's all I needed to hear you say. The number is 087-188-0008.
No, Noel. The people shouldn't be made pay for waste and water. Once again, the government's incompetence of not fixing the situation, which should have been fixed 10 years ago, coming through and put back onto the people. No.
Yes, I'm agreeing with everybody when you're all saying that. It is incompetence by the state. We aren't investing enough in things like that. I completely agree with you all. But also, we have a duty and a responsibility to as citizens. So should we be charged if we're wasting it? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Hey, just to mention as well, the Colm and Lucy competition, of course, we're giving away €3,750. There is no point in you texting now. You're driving Aisling out there mad. It's a summer's day. She's already a little bit mad. The sun affects her. You'll drive her nuts. Don't text until I tell you, which is about an hour from now. Okay, so don't text, because it makes no difference if you text now, because the machine will only pick the text at the time when I say it. So you're wasting your time. So please don't do it now. You only confuse her and she gets really annoyed. And then she gets annoyed with me as well. John, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, John?
Okay, you should try a soaking hot on.
I know. I mean, we need to maybe get a hose out to her, cool her down a little bit. I think the heat affects her.
I think they're going to be a big cause.
Jay, what are you talking about? She's only a slight little thing.
Yeah, but she's fiery.
Oh, she is fiery. Oh, yeah, I get what you mean now. Yeah, she is very fiery. God bless her. Listen, John, getting back to wasting water. I mean, do you think people should be charged if they waste water?
But how would you define somebody wasting water?
Didn't they try to define it? Do you remember that after the protests? The last
time. I do because I was one of the first people on the protest down in Cork.
Alan Kelly kind of took over from Phil Hogan, if you remember, right, at the time.
That's correct, yeah.
Phil Hogan was the man who instigated the whole thing, and then Alan Kelly was kind of defending it at the time, right?
That's correct.
And then I think Alan then backed off, and after all the protests, the main protest, of course, in Dublin, where there were 70 or 100,000 people at the time, right? And fair play to everybody. That's what I always say. Get out and protest for your rights. And we should do that on a regular basis. We should be doing it now in relation to the cost of living and the cost of fossil fuels, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. So why aren't you out doing it, John? Anyway, so he was on prime time some months afterwards saying, listen, we were thinking about this. We're not going to charge people for water. The basic allowances that we had in weren't enough, you know. But he did say, and I kind of half thought about it. I didn't maybe necessarily agree with it. Don't pin me to the collar here, okay? But he was saying that if we gave a very decent amount for an allowance, in other words, a ridiculous amount that nobody would really use, but if you went over that and you were wasting water willfully, that maybe there should be a small charge for wasting it. To kind of teach people a lesson that, look, you know what I mean? Don't waste the bloody water.
Yeah, but the amount of water that's wasted through neglect and through stupidity. Like, put what you're talking about into significance.
Now, I understand that, but two wrongs don't make a right.
You cannot preach to somebody if you're in charge of something and you're not doing it and you're not getting it right after the money that's been spent on this. You cannot preach to people about what is wasting water when it's going into the ground and this is treated water.
Oh, no, I know. And people, yeah, well, look, no. So we just spoke to Mickey before the break there, and he's a leak in his house 8 years, which is going down into the ground.
Yeah, and we have another situation here in Cork with a friend of mine. There's 8 houses in a row up in Sweeney's Hill, where one man was quoted €100,000 to bring the water up to his house. I suppose it's a kilometre from where there is a water already in a school.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me, where's the justification in €100,000?
And I'm not disagreeing with what anybody's saying. And we need to look at the whole situation. And we need to invest. We stopped investing for 10 years. Or right. More, by the way. Council stopped investing. But this is before the water charges, because they thought they were going to get money off people, which they didn't get, right? But right. What I'm saying to you is, there is money in the kitty, lots of it, because we're wasting it on so many other things in this country at the moment, right?
Well, there's a lot of it being wasted on salaries in Irish water.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. But in saying that, there is a lot, that's not going to pay for the problem anyway, but however, I understand the point you're making. But there's a lot of money in the kitty and we should be investing in the infrastructure. I have no doubt about that. We should be getting... Some of the infrastructure is Victorian.
It's been there since the time the British put it in.
Absolutely.
And And only for the fact that they put it in, we wouldn't have a pot to shit in.
Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you. You're missing the point, John. I'm not like you. I completely agree with you. We are wasting water into the ground. And they have no right to be given out to people or no right to even suggest charging people. But I also do acknowledge that there are idiots out there when they're told, listen, we've a few restrictions, we've had a few dry days, we need to use our heads here. And they go out and be stupid about it.
How does a country, an island, surrounded by water, that is the wettest part of Western Europe, have a water shortage?
It shouldn't have a water shortage.
Yeah?
Just like, for example, how does a country like Ireland have no gas reserves? None.
Ah, but you listen, that was sold. There was too many envelopes involved in that.
Other countries, like, for example, Germany have 100 days, Austria have a year's worth of gas reserves.
Yeah.
Ireland has not a day of gas reserves. Not a day.
Norway have plenty because the government there wasn't crooked and they held on to their reserves.
Okay, but the point is, we are where we are. We are where we are.
Yeah, but it's never too late to prosecute crooks.
Mm. I couldn't agree with you more. But let me go back to water and the point I was just making.
Yeah, and tell me, we're getting a new Guinness plant above in Kildare. Where are they going to get the water from?
Well, I'm assuming Irish Water are going to have to supply them somehow, aren't they?
Or would it be strategically correct to say that the water coming up from the Shannon that will be piped up to Dublin, that plant will be in the vicinity?
Well, I'm assuming Guinnesses will have to pay for the water because it's for commercial use.
Well, I would imagine so too, but yeah. It's pretty convenient like that they're on the direct line where the water break will be coming.
All right, listen, John, I'm going to get nowhere with that conversation because you're on the winning side. All right, listen, thanks very much indeed.
It's not about winning at all. It's about this country. I'm not in it for winning.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. And make sure you gather up the troops, by the way, and get ready for the next big protest. All right.
On ready, Neil.
All right, see you, John. Bye. All right, we've got one or two bits of audio here to play for you as well.
Hi, Niall. Stephen here. I think every home should get a free allowance suitable for the household, i.e. the number of people living there, obviously with additional allowances for anyone who has medical needs. But yes, those who waste water should be charged, and especially during periods of high usage or hot weather, there should be a higher tariff for those who act in an irresponsible way. I mean, I find it very sad the amount of time people seem to go out of their way to make up excuses why they shouldn't behave in a responsible manner. Treated water is an expensive resource. Plus, despite what many say, and I'm no fan of Irish Water, but they are investing billions in upgrading the infrastructure as well as providing new facilities. You can't replace every pipe overnight. People need to act responsibly and stop making up excuses.
All right, there you go. Stephen believes people should be charged for willfully wasting water. And that was just the point I was trying to make over the last hour anyway.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.